Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Browns lost, but Jerry Jeudy was outstanding. Let me say something. This is going to sound like sour grapes, and to some level it is. Leave it in Morgantown, guys. They were saying, just because his name is John Denver, and I'm imagining he's from
it's
Denver,
weird
Colorado.
To me. It's so weird to me.
Like I'm like it's, they were singing Country Roads. I go, no, that's Morgantown.
Okay,
that's not you.
Excuse me, even though we've been in Denver many times. Excuse me for not knowing this. Has this been a 30-year tradition?
I don't know. He's from Roswell, New Mexico. He ain't even from Denver.
Well, you know what comes from Roswell, New Mexico, right?
His name isn't even John Denver. It's Henry John Deutschendorf.
Come on.
Swear to God. So there's nothing there. Like somebody said, it's like, well, I mean, come on. His name's John Denver. I go, I don't care.
That's not his real name.
I'll change my name to Larry Cleveland, and I'll sing a song about Temecula, California. Are you guys going to say, come on home to Temecula over at Huntington Bank Field because Larry Cleveland sang it? No, you're not. So what is that going to do? No, leave it in Morgantown. That of all the things, that actually annoyed me. I go, no. That's West Virginia's
thing. Well, and they weren't all in on it. If you heard them when in West Virginia, Kenny, I've been in Morgantown.
I've only been there twice. And, but you worked there.
We've seen it on TV. When they do West Virginia, when they do that song, the entire place and then everybody outside the place is singing in unison. Yesterday, they teed it up as if that was a huge thing. And it was like a little bit of participation. It was not everybody.
Like, I'm like, just sing Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah.
Or Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh. You can sing all. I mean, there's so many songs that you could sing. Why are we singing?
I'm
singing
with
that for.
I am so with you. Now maybe somebody's gonna go, guys, we've been doing that for years. I didn't know if they
care.
Had. I didn't know.
Okay, well, guess what? It's been dumb for years. Then don't do it. I'm telling you right now. Your if that's your tradition at the end of the third quarter, it's a dumb tradition. It's been dumb for years.
Furthermore,
I'm not anti-city things.
So MGK,
sure, it's a beautiful town.
MGK.
But whatever.
Oh, and you have to play music, so you should know this.
Yes.
MGK is doing his version of that song.
Yes.
And he did it on Big Noon Kickoff.
Rocky Mountain High?
Yeah. And he did it at
Wait,
West Virginia this year.
Oh, not Rocky Mountain High. Yeah. You're talking about Country Roads.
Yes, Country Roads.
Okay, Country Roads.
He did it at the start of the, Big Noon earlier in the year in Morgantown. And then he had all the West Virginia fans with him until he did his version of it. And then they're like, we don't know this version. We don't know what to do now. you're doing new words.
Yeah, you got to do the. You got
the whole
thing
was bizarre.
You do the traditional version. That's how, that when they learn to sing it all together, they sing it in unison. They sing it with the traditional version. Another thing that kind of it didn't bother me, but I knew it was going to bother a lot of people. But speaking of Hank Williams Jr., OD'd in Denver. Great song. You guys want to play that at the end of the third quarter?
Go
right on ahead. When they showed Logan Paul, I think it was, right at the beginning of the game, or right at the beginning of the opening of the actual show of Monday Night Football, I wrote down, they ain't going to like that. And sure as hell, they didn't like that, boy. I like Chris Stapleton.
I do, too.
But I saw Logan Paul pop up there. I go, well, that ain't going to sit well with him to start off
but
this night.
They've been done with, I got to be honest, Monday Night Football, if I'm watching it, I don't catch the whole intro and everything. So Hank Williams, that's they didn't bring that back or
no.
That's gone forever.
No. All my rowdy friends haven't been over for quite a few years now.
Not as rowdy?
No. He actually did sing a song called All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down. So yes, they have actually settled down.
That's a continuation
they seem to be
of the
more
saga.
Into laid back football games. Yes.
Where were his rowdy friends on January 6th?
Okay.
Reckless speculation.
I think they were getting rowdy.
I knew you were going to do it.
They had props and everything. Did the Judy trade once and for all vindicated?
What a seamless transition.
Once and for all?
Yes.
Seems like it is, right?
Can we just say this? Laser Eyes Barry.
He is so much better
Laser
than I thought
Barry.
He was.
Laser Eyes Barry. That's because guys, hey, I'm gonna lie, like you guys are gonna go, oh, bleep that can, and you're gonna flip off your radio. Just listen to me here. He ain't going anywhere. So I'm gonna try to, as of right now, and hey, if I gotta turn this thing around and use it against him next year, I will, absolutely. But right now, I have to try to put the best face forward here. He's coming back. So I gotta try to talk myself. Unless you guys really want me to, I can't sit there for 4 months, guys, and say how awful this has all been and how little confidence I have in him. I can't. Guys, I like the football team. I love the football team. I want him to do well. I can't do, like, guys, there's so many things about Kobe Altman I didn't trust. And at the end of it, I'm going, talk me into Kobe Altman. And sure as hell, by the way, it's looking pretty good for Kobe Altman. I'll tell you that right now. So I want to believe. Sound like Philip Seymour Hoffman in Red Dragon. I want to believe. I want to see it. And for Laser Eyes Barry, I got to give him all the little things that I can give him. Like, hey, Michael Woods, 3 catches for 43 yards after horrific knee injuries. That was a nice thing to see. Good for him. I was
Did
happy
we see
about
Thrash
that.
With a couple catches?
Jamari Thrash with a couple of catches there. That's nice. Kadarius Toney was doing the electric slide. But other than that, you know... But he was just a practice squad guy that you picked up off waivers. I don't need to go after Andrew Berry for that. But I'm dead serious about this. With Jerry Jeudy, I told you when they traded for him, especially when they signed him. Because when they traded for him, and I was concerned about trading for him 2 years ago when it first got brought up and go, man, he's bitching everybody's ear off out there. And Denver, do we want to bring that in? Do we want to do this? And they decided to take that risk. And I say, you know what, guys? It's such a year where it's damn the torpedoes. If he doesn't perform, you ain't going to give a damn because more than likely you're going to be really mad at that quarterback. Mm-hmm. And I was right about that so far. But with Jerry Jeudy, I'm watching this and go, this is a number one wide receiver. This is legitimate number one. Like, you want to make the argument whether or not he's a number one on our team or number one in the NFL. 9 catches, 235 yards. Sorry, you can't fart at that. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll say, as of right now, Laser Eyes Barry, because I got to get something to get excited about during this offseason, because he's going to be the one making the pick. I like the guy. I want him to do well. I don't trust him. So I got to find ways
maybe just trust
to
him
trust
to,
him.
Maybe trust him to make trades. That's it.
That's
not
another
exactly
problem. It's like, well, they didn't draft Jerry Jeudy. They traded for Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, I know.
Isn't it incredible? Not only you have Jeudy with that performance, you had the Amari Cooper, 11 catches, 265. So as good as Cooper's was, as good as Jeudy was last night, Cooper even had a bigger game last year.
Yeah.
And both of them were Joe Flacco and, in this case, you know, Jameis Winston. It's just absolutely insanity that could happen. If you were to draw it up to make Deshaun Watson look as bad as humanly possible as a football player, you've done it. You've done it. You've given all the evidence you need. Hey, how could you do it? What is a way to make the trade look like the worst trade in NFL history? Oh, when he goes down, the guy that either comes off the street or the guy that barely even started the last 5 years comes in and then produces at such a high level that we're talking about whether the receivers are number one wide receivers that we're doing, in this case, was doing nothing beforehand. That's how you draw it up.
Well, one of them will live in the record books forever. Like, Jameis is going to be in the record book now forever. I don't know that 500 will ever happen. So when your kids, when Mason is 18 years old, he does not remember this season. He'll go back and look and see Jameis Winston's name there.
He's going to go, Papa, can you tell me about that fateful night in Denver where they were singing at least half-heartedly to John Denver?
People are telling me right now that that song is about Western Virginia and not West Virginia.
Right. Oh, that
says West Virginia.
There's a meme about it. There's a whole meme about whether or not that's the case and that it just got swept up by the people in West Virginia.
Does it run through West Virginia? Yeah, it says crossing the Shenandoah River in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. That's in West by God, Virginia. Listen, guys, West Virginia ain't got much. They got
this.
They got
this.
They got
the Greenbrier.
They got the Greenbrier, which we're out on the Greenbrier now, considering how the record is. And they got the Rough and Rowdy tournament where a bunch of hillbillies fight each other. Let them have the song.
Last night was the Greenbrier game. Sean Payton, Kevin Stefanski, the two guys that know the Greenbrier Waltz more than anybody else.
When you think about it, the defense missed a golden opportunity to do the Greenbrier Waltz.
We got to talk to Rodney.
That's why we're on the outs right now with Jim Schwartz. Lewis in Cleveland. Yellow.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I had a question.
Okay.
Dude, I still got to figure out the Jameis Winston problem.
All right.
What if we gave him a lace pack contract? Like, if he got $30 million and for every interception you threw, you lost $1 million. Take the season. Go for draft pick.
I don't want a guy afraid to throw the football.
He ain't going to be afraid because you see his arm. He throws the ball. The boy has the latest ball.
If I tell you you're going to lose $1 million for every interception you throw, I'm going to turn around and hand the ball off 1 million times.
Well, okay, he gets $32 million. Well, $2 million of his guaranteed. Would he get $1 million this? Would he get $1 million this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he gets $1 million
this
year.
$4 million.
He gets $4 million this year.
Are you serious with this plan? You can't be serious, right?
Yeah, I'm dead serious because these guys are money late. All day, they want money.
Does Kevin Stefanski wear a money belt and hand it to him for each touchdown and then take it away for each interception?
No, just interception because that's his problem.
Like a psycho when they take $20 in ones and they put it on the table for a tip? Yeah.
What about Ted DiBiase, who actually just puts the $100 bills?
R.I.P. Virgil. Rest in peace.
If you lost $1 million every time you threw an interception, it would make you think, like, hey, I got to cut this out. I got to be more accurate.
It'd make me think some things. Yeah.
He's already got a higher spiritual body trying to help him with just what you're worried about. Yeah. Don't you worry. This is going to get fixed.
Watching Jameis Winston is like the escalator scene from Total Recall. He's just going to shoot, and it doesn't matter who's there. He's just going to shoot. It'll be good. It'll be bad. Someone's going to get hit.
That's the Covenant Hotline.
No, that was post-game. That was Kevin Stefanski.
Oh,
it was the Covenant Hotline.
I knew it sounded familiar.
That was Kevin. That was Evan.
Like the scene with Schwarzenegger and Predator, just burn. Well done.
People are mad that we're having too much fun with this. I can tell you right now. I think people were looking for a big rant about a loss.
Oh, hold on. 216-474-0092. Do you want me to be mad? Tell me why I should be mad. Tell me why I should be mad. I can give you reasons to be depressed. I can't give you reasons to be mad. It's a holiday season. I can't find a reason to be mad. I can find a bunch of reasons to be depressed, and I don't want to be depressed. Kris Kringle's about to be coming to town, folks. You think I want to be depressed?
Social media reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. This is Total Browns Movie says, I see people saying at least it was entertaining. Wow, the Browns and their fans in a horrible place. Treating a professional team like a third-grade CYO flag football team sure is a riot.
Glad you brought that up, because that was actually in there, because there were some people saying, like, you guys are acting like losers since you say you were entertained. All right, well, by the way, coming in hotline, Go get the free Odyssey app if you don't have it already. But say, like, you hit the listen live thing. Guys, it takes you 30 seconds. You can put in funny stuff like that, and I'm going to laugh my ass off because that's a funny line. To compare it to Total Recall, it's hilarious. So you go there. They got a microphone button right next to the listen live button when you favorite 92.3 The Fan. And then you leave your coming in hotline, and then right there, and then off you go. I'm serious. If you guys are mad and are mad at me because I'm not mad, 216-474-0092.
Well, I started out the show saying this was perfect.
You can't cuss at me. I'll dump it, but you can yell at me.
Not only did I start the show saying I wasn't mad, I doubled down and said it was a perfect loss. So you want to say
I wasn't going to go that far.
You want to say moral victory. I said why. Why did I say it was a perfect loss? Because your offense is still against, by the way, a defense that's been good this year. A defense that's been good, and you torch them up and down the field, basically at will. It shows that your offense still actually does work. Your offense, I'm going to repeat that, your offense does work. Anybody that wants to consistently tell us that we're stuck in the Stone Ages, that the Stefanski and now Dorsey offense doesn't work in contemporary NFL, I submit to you last night, they had no problems moving the ball up and down the field. Then, furthermore, Jerry Jeudy's side of things, and even to some extent, Elijah Moore. The fact that those receivers were, if you would have told me 5 weeks ago, that I'd be saying now your receivers look formidable, and even more than that, some people even want to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
5 weeks ago, I said you've got the worst wide receiving core in the NFL. What's the difference? The quarterback. Well, I was wrong. I was wrong. It's not a bad wide receiving core at all. It all of a sudden looks like they are now capable of doing, and they're building on it. They're getting better each and every week. Last week they did it in a blizzard. This week they did it in the road in Mile High, where defenses often get, you know, or offenses can get worn down on routes and whatever. No, wasn't a problem at all. They had no problems, and they continue to get better and better and better. And then third of all, the elephant in the room that we don't want to talk about every single day, because then it seems like it's all pointless, the draft. The fact
I got 5 months to talk about the draft.
Right, but their placement in the draft. When all is said and done,
eighth,
if
right
I'm going to have
right?
a lost season, I'd much rather have a much better pick than, you know, sitting there and letting all the other teams get the good players, and then you're just sitting there waiting. I'm sorry. It's just a reality of how this works. I want some payoff.
Agree.
I want some payoff for a bad season, for a season going nowhere, for a season where you got no shot to make the playoffs. I want a payoff, and you're getting it. Last night was the perfect scenario for me. So, no, not mad. Not mad. I'm a little mad about Jim Schwartz and the defense.
I think, though, if I'm not mad now, I think I could very well be incensed on Monday morning.
Because it's Pittsburgh.
Well, because this has been, let's be honest, this has been a front-running team in the past. These are two games that they've played in prime time. They get up for prime time. They do. So they go out there to Pittsburgh and have a 1 o'clock game, and it can become a house of horrors, and the defense goes out there and does things that they've been doing, and I can come in here and I can be spitting mad. I can give you guys a bunch of reasons to be depressed. It starts and finishes with your quarterback situation. Because I had a lot of people, and they, you know, because I made the joke, I go, well, I'm glad that 175 radio show hosts all lined up with the same take to tell me about the full Jameis Winston experience, as if I haven't seen that for the last 12 years. Like, I know what I'm getting into. And yes, that's a shot at my own business. But if I were to come to you and say all morning long, this is a full experience, that's not saying anything. It's nothing. So I'll tell you something of substance, and I think I have over the first hour and a half of this show. I'll tell you something of substance. You don't want to hear the truth. I told a caller the truth already. I'll tell you the truth again. This is why I have to look at Jameis Winston and say, you are a viable option, because I have a $172 million albatross hanging around my franchise's neck. And that's not just my word saying it.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Troy Aikman last night. I can't get out from underneath that contract until 2027. Until 2027. You guys want anger or depression? I can give you a little bit of both right now. So now I have to, so when people are going, well, you know, Jameis Winston, you guys really set a low bar here. Yeah, because I have to. Because I'm so deep, I almost said something I had to dump. I'm so deep in debt for my talent compared to my dead cap, if I ever let the guy go, the guy that people don't even want to see on the sidelines next year, that, yeah, I have to make this guy out to be a little bit better than what he is. Oh, and then there's a draft class that people don't really want to talk about because they're afraid of all these guys. Great. So we got that. Even though a guy like Bo Nix, who played a hell of a lot of college football and is 24 years old as a rookie, has gone out there and has played pretty well this year, right? Okay, but we don't want to have that discussion yet. Okay, so we won't have that discussion yet. I can continue to depress us. You want me to go deeper during this wonderful holiday season? Okay, I'll do it again. I gave you glass half full a segment ago. You got Jerry Jeudy, great. 9 catches, 235 yards. Well, was he happy or was he sad that they lost after the game? Well, you got Jerry Jeudy, great. But you traded for him. You didn't even draft him. Who's the guy that traded for him? Andrew Berry, excellent. Laser eyes. But do we trust him to make draft picks?
But you know what it is,
and he's
Kenny.
Going to be here next year.
Yeah, I think there's
I'll depress the hell out of
there's
you.
There's a sentiment. There's a segment of fan base. And it's a pretty big one. It's not like some small minority faction. They are out for blood every week as a referendum on this organization and the Deshaun Watson trade.
They're not going anywhere.
That's what they want.
And last night's performance isn't going to push them further out the door. It won't do it. If they go out there and they get embarrassed 30-0 against Pittsburgh, we can have that conversation. Because I will be mad if they do that. Because I'm waiting on them to do it. I'm waiting on them to go in there and turn in a real half-assed, low-level performance that I can get into a good work shoot about and then go nuts on if I really want to do that. But I'm not mad. And it is a sad commentary on the season that you're at least entertained. That is a sad commentary. Don't blame it on the fans. No. Don't blame it on the fans. That's not the fans' fault. That's not Gary on my Facebook's fault. That's the Browns' fault. I don't want to hear that fan-on-fan crap about you guys are a bunch of losers because you guys were entertained. No, you're looking for something because your favorite sport is football. You're allowed to look for something. Jameis Winston makes us have a little bit of fun. He makes us feel fun. And yeah, you know what? Last night got a little silly at times, a lot silly at times, but I was entertained. And in a 3-8, now 3-9 season, I'm looking for something entertaining. Because a month ago, we were bitching at each other because there were some people celebrating the quarterback dragging his leg around. So I'd much rather have this conversation than that. You want me to depress you? I can go on forever, man. I can do it forever. I've seen enough to depress the entire audience during this wonderful holiday season. I'd much rather be a smiling type of person here and go, yeah, you know what? This season is gone. I'm going to try to take something good out of it, and I'm going to try to look forward to the future. And Jameis may be a part of that future because I ain't going to be laughing about any of this stuff. I ain't going to be excited about any of this stuff. I won't care about them singing John Denver at the end of the third quarter because I will be so angry that they lost. I won't be able to see straight that we're wasting another year. This season is gone. So as a human, I have to look at what's best for the future because I just can't sit there and live in Loserville all day long. Because I have to make the best of the situation they hand me. The coach is coming back. The general manager is coming back. All right. So now we have to figure out the best way to get this thing forward where it means something. I'm not even talking Super Bowl. But the fans are losers. Like I said this to the group last night after the game, to the whole group in here. I said fans are getting it wrong about the right thing because they're saying, well, you know what? This is a lot better than the $230 million quarterback. I go, what a high bar that we set. You didn't make yourselves set that bar. The Browns made you set that bar. Browns did. You didn't set that bar. 2 years in a row, some journeyman has-been has come in here and played better than the $230 million quarterback. Coincidence? But I can depress the hell out of you and tell you that the $230 million quarterback, the journeyman, quote-unquote journeyman has-beens, they could, well, one could stay maybe another year. The other ones are gone. They'll more than likely be gone. You got to pay the freight on that contract till probably like 2027. Okay. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. 216-474-0092. I mean, I could be a major league bastard all morning long if we really want to be. I'm not going to do that.
I'll just add on the one thing. No. Fine. You want mad? The one thing.
That's not lying to you. That's just me being selective about not being in a bad mood about a bad, bad situation. And yes, I was entertained by last night's football game. Sorry. All right. Yeah. My mic's off. Go.
No, I'll just say the one other thing before we get to the phones. I want to get to the phones desperately on this. What sucks, what absolutely sucks, is that it definitely seems like they wasted the prime of Nick Chubb. That kind of sucks.
Well, that's even more depressing than anything I just said there for 5 minutes.
I mean, he had 9 carries.
Want to start on Myles Garrett now, too?
21 yards. Why? He's still really good. I mean, Myles is still really good. I hope it, for just Chubb, I hope it's just that this injury takes longer than we thought it would. Well, then, we all should have known, but because of his work ethic, because Nick Chubb is such a beast, because of the workout videos, and because he's been superhuman his entire career, we just assumed that would continue. And clearly, he's going to have to be given more time.
I think he's still coming back. For him to play a play and then immediately have to come off the field, play a play and then immediately have to come off the field, he's still working through something. He's still working through something. And you know what?
They made it a topic on the actual broadcast last night.
Even if he's not working through something, I don't want to see the truth yet, if that's the truth. I'm not going to talk about it yet. That is something, guys, I will. Of all the things that I said that I just would rather put a sunny face on because I know the truth, that is something I actually will deny if that's the truth. I will put my head in the sand over Nick Chubb. Sorry, that's something I'm going to do right now. I'm not ready to have that discussion. It hurts. I may get emotional over that discussion. I don't want to do that. The man is beloved in this city, and I mean that sincerely. I don't want to have that discussion over him. So I'm not going to do it. So as of right now, he's working his way back from injury. That's where I leave it. 216-474-0092. John and Wadsworth, you're first up on the Fan.
How's it going, guys?
You know what? It's not going as bad as it could be, John. I'll tell you that.
No, I think it's going great. By the way, early Merry Christmas and all that stuff. What is there to be mad about? A couple weeks ago, we were throwing a fit because most of us were apathetic. We didn't even want to watch the games. The Deshaun Watson thing was an albatross. And now you got a guy putting up, you know, he leads the NFL in passing yards per game. I mean, he's going to throw those picks. We know that. And the thing I don't think anybody's mentioning about last night is, like, yeah, we torched the Broncos in Mile High. That something doesn't happen. But last night was kind of set up like the Chargers game, where you go up against this vaunted defense that is supposed to shut everybody down, which the Chargers did to us. And look what we did last night. I mean, this is showing progress. And, you know, Lima, to your point about the draft, this guy is playing us out of the need to reach for a quarterback. We can actually do the best player available. And I don't see what there is to be pissed about. I mean, your offensive line still has injuries. Nick Chubb is clearly not 100% yet, as you guys just said. And you're still running off this sort of offense. And, I mean, what is there to be pissed about? I don't understand it. I'm allowed to be entertained. After watching Deshaun Watson, hell yeah, I can say at least it's entertaining. I wanted to watch the game last night. 4 weeks ago, I wanted to go mow my lawn, even if it was snowing. So screw that. Go Browns.
It can all be true. John, thank you very much for the call. Kenny, you can lower your standards and also say, yeah, I don't trust any of these guys. That's fair. It's all fair game, guys.
There are 3rd and 15s where I'm like, yeah, Jameis could still get a first down.
Yeah.
With Deshaun.
3rd and 12th. Got 14 on 3rd and 12.
With Deshaun on 3rd and 4.
We were punting. Get your punt team ready.
3rd and 4.
Yeah, get your punt team ready. So I will take having hope on 3rd and 12. That's where we're at on this season, folks. Let me try to get Tom and Menner real quick. Go ahead, Tom, real quick. Go.
Real quick. Hey, you know what you get in Deshaun Watson? He's the poor man's gunslinger. He's the poor man's Brett Favre. I absolutely love watching the game. We knew what we had when Deshaun walked on the field 2 years ago. Again, I think people are just pissed because we keep trying to sell it to them that Jameis can actually go and do something when we know we have. I love the Browns. Love you guys as always. Happy holidays. Thanks, guys.
Well, if we takes an ironic turn, we say a poor man's Brett Favre after what he's been accused of. All right.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So our sister station has already committed to Christmas and holiday music. They're already on it, Kenny. I've got it in my radio. I shouldn't say that. I should say, listen to 92.3 The Fan at all times. But
I'll sing some Nat King Cole for you.
We're running a spot for them.
Oh, we are. Good. Yeah. Well, I think part of it is I want to get my daughter excited with all of the traditions.
It's the season.
And she's
nostalgia
getting into it.
Time.
She's getting into it. So for years, I had kind of avoided all of this. Now, I'm actually getting into it. We're doing the advent calendar. We're doing Elf on the Shelf. We're doing everything. She doesn't even understand a third of it, but we're having fun with it.
I'm reading Bible stories every night for the Advent.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's a...
Kenny!
Fire and brimstone.
All right, here we go.
I'm a real Rod Parsley in the evening.
Is Revelations?
There one about delivering from interceptions in there?
You know what? I might call an audible
quote
on that one.
Was this one Jameis or two Jameis? Right after Deuteronomy, right? So
second Jameis says.
So I think it's been a lot of fun until already I feel like I've heard every song 34 times.
Yeah.
It took record time. I am over it. I am already
like I do
over
deep dives,
it.
Man. That's why you ain't a music guy like Owen and I are. Like, you got to do the deep dive. The problem is, though, in my situation, so are you trying to say, like, how do you keep listening
yes.
to Christmas music?
How do I figure out a way to not get burnt out? Because I feel like I already am. A lot of these songs are short,
yeah.
So they're like a minute and a half, so you're on to the next one, you're on to the next one. And then before you know it, you've heard the contemporary ones, like, obviously, Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson. I've heard those so many times already and of course the oldies I've heard my whole life. And it doesn't mean I don't get into it the first time or the second time, but the 30th time already.
Well,
guys, it is December 3rd.
I guess maybe you only do it when you're in the car, because I don't want to fix my life. I want to fix your life, because I have my own separate problems with the Christmas music that I can tell you about, but we're talking about you here.
Ken wants a program, a Christmas music station.
Oh, I do.
Your playlist was immaculate.
Thank you very much. Well, tell my wife that and tell her friends that. Because they just don't respect good music and good taste in music and the legends that have laid the groundwork for Christmas music. But again, we're talking about you, not me. So maybe, now you drive it, you and Izzy are much closer than I think people realize. I mean, you are her shadow after the show. She is your shadow after the show. Boy, is she cute as a button. It was wonderful to meet her. I think I scared her the other day. Again, we're talking about you, not me. So maybe
I think it was the hunting outfit.
Yeah, I was wearing my... It was cold outside, man. I care about being warm, not looking
deer
good.
Deer blinds with...
Had the Elmer Fudd hat on.
Now, how many people made the joke like, Ken, I can't see you? Yeah, no.
Full ghillie suit.
Do I look ridiculous for a parade? Yes. Am I warm? Yes. Maybe just play it when she's in the car. And then you won't get tired of it.
I'm not allowed to sing, by the way. She'll go, Daddy, no sing. No sing.
Oh, you got to sing.
I'm not allowed to sing.
You're not allowed to sing it.
She is disgusted with my singing.
Well, like Mariah Carey, I wouldn't want to sing it. But like old Dean Martin, yeah.
You've got to threaten her and tell her, look, when I grew up, I only had one song I heard.
It's true. She's not going to have to worry about this.
No Lonely Limas now.
Well, as long as things continue.
Should have sang Alice's Restaurant to her over the weekend. That would have went well.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. This is such a sad ass Christmas song, Lord Almighty.
Now, do I need to find other versions? Like, you have opened up my mind to the country Christmas music.
Gene Autry. I think Gene Autry is the perfect country Christmas singer.
That's just something that was never in your
no.
That's nostalgia for me. I grew up in Oklahoma. That's what you're listening.
I feel like
to.
It wasn't played here.
Nostalgia for me is Neil Diamond Christmas. Which Liz can't stand Neil Diamond to the point where I'm ready to call Tom Merriman over it.
Well, it's always Bing Crosby and Andy Williams.
Oh, yeah. Bing's great. But Nat King Cole is probably my favorite now. But I think it's a tie between him and Bing Crosby. But, if you take it in doses, like some people can't take any of it. I dedicate 1 month a year. On December 26th, I will not listen to it for another year. I will not listen to it. But I like to find, like, some of the offbeat ones. Like, there's a few live versions of Dean Martin that you can find, or Sinatra that you can find. And then, honestly, it the music plays in the background of all these moments in your life. And then you become nostalgic for the moments because you start thinking about the music. Like, there's the Christmas Waltz by Frank Sinatra. I will tear up because there's a video that I took to surprise Eli while he was on my shoulders one day a few years ago. And he was, like, little. And now he's 8, so he's bigger. And I don't think I could put him on my shoulders because he's going to hit the ceiling. But, like, the Christmas Waltz is playing. It's really, really nice. And there's just a lot of things that end up playing, and you remember it because of certain times going on at Christmas with your family.
I've thought about that. I've already thought about on Thanksgiving Day going over to the in-laws, and I'm like, this is going to be a core memory, for better or for worse. This is going to be a core memory Isabella going over there and putting up with whatever, however many Christmas ales we're going to be drinking and all that. And I kept thinking about the music. Like, I don't want to screw this up for her, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm already sick and tired of these songs.
My aunt had a boyfriend in high school who passed out trying to throw up in the toilet, and he actually took my Ninja Turtles handcuffs and handcuffed himself to the toilet. I was 4. I remember it, too. Core memories, friends, of Christmases of yesteryear. Yeah, she'll remember it. She will remember it. Owen, what were you going to say?
I just asked, how many Christmas elves does Izzy drink?
I remember watching people drink a lot of Christmas elves. Which was not, at the time, around. It was basically just all Jack Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to hold on to these. You've got to find ways to help burn them in, because I got seniors in high school this year.
Dude, it's
over. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
We're in a much different place than you right now, and got to hold on to it, man.
I didn't like the way Axel was answering questions the other day. He sounded too old. I didn't like it. Don't like it, man.
It's a blink of an eye. You're already to that point.
9 years old, I'm telling you. Gonna go by quick. I don't like it. Create those core memories. Listen to the Bing Crosby. Listen to the Nat King Cole.
What was he mad last night watching the Browns lose?
Bing Crosby's been dead for years. Oh, you mean Axel?
Axel,
oh,
that's right.
No, yeah. Axel went up to his room and fell asleep during the game.
Bing Carmen.
I swear to God, I thought you were talking about Bing Crosby. Coming up,
he's not in a box up on your mantle. Too?
No, you didn't Facebook message him on his birthday.
That's only for my mother and my dog. That's it. Not for Bing.